Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Tuesday with Vito Dominguez, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. NASA announces its Orion crew capsule, which will ultimately return astronauts to the moon, is ready for a lunar orbit mission. The uncrewed 3-week mission is slated for the second half of the next year. Orion is slated for a manned mission in 2022, but it isn't scheduled to take people back to the moon's surface until 2024. The chairman of the British Parliament's Digital, Cultural, Media and Sport Committee, who led an 18-month investigation into the company following the Cambridge Analytica data scandal, reiterated his negative stance to Facebook in an interview with Financial Times on July the 22nd. He pointed out that Libra would grant the social media giant too much power, raising concerns over Facebook's ability to process personal financial data of millions of users in the light of multiple privacy scandals in recent years. Microsoft invests $1 billion in OpenAI Research Lab in Silicon Valley's most ambitious artificial intelligence research group in pursuit of the ultimate AI dream, a vast artificial human brain that can run on Microsoft's globe-spanning cloud computing system. Cytec, a contractor to the Russian state intelligence agency FSB, was breached last week. The 7.5 terabyte of data stolen includes details on how to scrape social media accounts and also de-anonymize Tor traffic. These hackers posted screenshots on Twitter and eventually sent some data to various journalists. They also defaced the company's homepage, and Cytec took down its website. Facebook is developing a wrist-worn device designed to provide haptic feedback for VR environments. Known as Tasby, a user wears one in each arm, and the system responds to in-world actions such as pressing buttons or shaking hands with the character. It is unknown if or when it will become a real product. Facebook says it will publish a research paper soon. This was a shot of Tech Coffee, found us at ondismedia.com.